I'd like to read from James, Epistle of James, and chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man considering his natural face in a mirror. For he has considered himself and is gone away, and straightway he has forgotten what he is like. But he that fixes his view on the perfect law, that of liberty, and abides in it, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his doing. And then in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, whoever therefore hears these my words and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain came down, and the streams came, and the winds blew and fell upon that house, and it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these my words and does not do them, he shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain came down, and the streams came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and its fall was great. And then further into Matthew, chapter 13, verse 3 of chapter 13. Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some grains fell up along the way, and the birds came and devoured them, and others fell upon the rocky places where they had not much earth, and immediately sprang up out of the ground because of not having any depth of earth. But when the sun rose, they were burned up because of not having any root. Were dried up, and others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them, and others fell on the good ground and produced fruit 100, 160, and 130. He that has ears, let him hear. Verse 19. From everyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and catches away what was sown in his heart. This is he that is sown by the wayside. But it is he that is sown on the rocky places. This is he who hears the word immediately and receives it with joy, but has no root in himself, but is for a time only. And when tribulation or persecution happens on account of the word, he is immediately offended. And he that is sown among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the anxious cares of life and the deceit of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that is sown upon the good ground, this is he who hears and understands the word, who bears fruit also, and produces 100, 160, and 130. There are three types of people I'd like to think about for the gospel today. Those that do not hear, those that hear, and those that hear and do. And it's the latter ones that I want to speak about. We read in James that for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, tells us what it's like. And what I want to speak about tonight is being a doer of the word. And what does that mean? So I've illustrated it by a few examples in the Bible as to what happens when we hear the word and whether we hear it and respond. Acts, end of Acts, Paul was speaking there. Says, for the heart of this people has become fat, and they hear heavily with their ears, and they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Those are the people that don't want to hear. And you know, there's many a person tonight that, you know, doesn't want to know anything about Christianity, anything about God, anything about the Lord Jesus. And you know, it's a terrible thing to reject the gospel and purposefully turn your back against what God has done in his love towards you. You know, God has sent his only beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes on him may not perish but have life eternal. The Lord Jesus has come to this world to save you, to heal you from your sins, and to bless you and to give you life that can only be found in his name. You know, that's my Saviour, the one that I've trusted in, and the one that, you know, he's come here as an example to us to be as a doer of his word. He spoke his word and he preached here, and he wanted those that followed after him and did something. And, you know, the Jewish people, they didn't want the Lord Jesus. They could cry, didn't they, when he was before the judge, as to, we do not want this man to reign over us, and crucify him. And that was the ones that didn't want to hear. They didn't want to accept who Jesus was, that he was here as the Saviour of the world. And that's a group of people that I hope none in this room are, the ones that do not want to hear. The fact you're here in this room is a wonderful thing, that God in his love and grace and mercy has allowed you to hear the gospel, I trust, tonight, and hear the wonderful message. You know, but you need to have ears to hear. So it's not only a case of coming along to a gospel preaching or hearing someone speak about the Saviour. You know, those words can fall on deaf ears, and you know, that our heart can be hardened. It tells us in the Bible of hearts that were hardened by God because they didn't want to hear. You know, I trust there's no one here that has a heart that's been hardened so that it can't receive the Lord Jesus as Saviour into that heart. Tonight the gospel is preached so that you might be blessed and know the Lord Jesus. It tells us here, people that are hearers of the word and not doers are like people that look in a mirror and they see something, but it has no impact on their life, has no change in their life, so much so that a few minutes later they have to go back to see what they look like. You know, and that's the result of hearing the word and it having zero effect in your life. Now, the word is God speaking. The word is it tells us elsewhere, it's like a two-edged sword. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will penetrate and it will have an effect. And you have to allow the word, and you have to look into it to allow the word to have that effect. The Bereans, it tells us, doesn't it, they search the scriptures. And I think in the same sense, the word here is something you have to look into to understand and get for yourself. The mirror reflects back what is absolutely true. You know, when we look at ourselves, you know, if the word has had an effect on us, we'll realise that we are sinners. We'll look at ourselves in the mirror and we'll realise that we're sinners, that we're away from God and we're in need of a Saviour. And that's what the word needs to do to each one of us, to have an effect, to make us realise that we're away from God, that we haven't a hope in this world, that we're on a life that will end in death, destruction, and away from God forever. And that's a very sobering thing. The one that considers it but has no effect on him is such a man that is a hearer of the word but not a doer. Speaks there of he that fixes his view on the perfect law, that of liberty. It tells us that he shall be blessed in his doing. I guess what we need to fix our gaze on is the one that is perfect, the one who has done absolutely everything right, my Saviour, Jesus. He's the one that we need to look to. You know, the Old Testament, Moses could command the people of Israel, couldn't they, to look upon the fiery, the serpent of brass, and those that looked lived. And that's what's needed, isn't it? We need to look to Jesus, the perfect one. It tells us here, and I'm not sure whether it's correct to apply it, but the perfect law, that of liberty. You know, the Lord Jesus kept the law absolutely perfect and holy, and he was perfect in himself. And what he offers is absolute liberty for those that put their trust in him. You're not held under the bondage of sin and tied down by the terror and awfulness of sin and the burden of sin that you see when you look in that mirror. But you can be liberated and freed from sin by trusting the Lord Jesus. And that's available by hearing his word, the word of the Lord Jesus, and doing his word. And that's what I think we need to do. What does it mean to be doers of his word? You know, we hear a lot of things, don't we? And we can go along to church or meetings and we can hear the gospel message. And we can read lots of things. We can read experiences of others, Christians, and as wonderful as they are, and as wonderful as all the books you can read, unless it has an absolute effect on you personally, it's of no help whatsoever. So the Bible itself is the Word of God, and you can read it, and you can study it, you can consider it, you can listen to it being read or spoken about, but unless that has an effect on your heart, you will not be saved, and you can't know the Lord Jesus as your own personal Saviour. So I think involved in doing the Word is it's ensuring that you've looked into the Word, understood it, and made it for yourself. You know, you can't be saved in a crowd. You can't be saved because you're amongst the company of other Christians. You're saved by putting your trust in the one and only person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the Word is what points us to him. The Bible points us to Jesus. And the Gospel should point us to the Lord Jesus as the only Saviour. And he's the one tonight that I would trust that you will find him speaking to you tonight. And you'll hear his word and you'll respond to it and be as the one that is a doer. It tells us that be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. He shall be blessed in his doing. Those that forget the word and try and cast it off and don't make it real for themselves, it can be lost forever. And we need to make it sure and firm, and that you have to make it for yourself. And that's what I feel on my heart, that there's no one here that thinks just because they've heard the gospel preaching that they're going to be saved. It needs you to accept it for yourself and accept Jesus as your Saviour. If you don't do that, I'm afraid to say you're lost and you're no different. And you'll need to look in that mirror and realise that you are lost and that you need the Lord Jesus in your life. Matthew's Gospel, we read about two things really. The first was about two men that were building a house. And the reason I read them was because the verse we read, whosoever therefore hears these my words and does them. And I think it tells us that this is a man that was a hearer and doer. And that's the person that gets blessing. Gets blessing because he's put his trust in something that's sure and solid and firm. And it's illustrated in this story, which I know I've preached many times from it, but I think it's very simple, isn't it? It tells us about someone that builds a house on a rock. And the Lord Jesus is my rock, my salvation. That's what the psalmist could speak about. And you know, when you come to realise, and the word enters your heart for you to realize that there is only one solid foundation on which you can build, and that's the Lord Jesus, then you'll have something that is sure and firm and will last forever. The storms that are spoken of in this passage come, and they are, I suppose, ultimately the storm of judgment that will come upon each and every man. The storm will fall, and you'll stand the test of whether you've got your solid foundation on the Lord Jesus, or whether you have got your trust in something that shifts and moves and easily falters like sand. What you need is to have your foundation built on the Lord Jesus. And then those storms that come through the life of every believer and everyone, what is I can promise you is those storms can be born if you're trusting in the Lord Jesus, and you've put your trust in him, and you've got someone that you can rely upon. And that's the certainty of the person that hears and does, and the doer of the word, makes it for himself, builds upon it, upon something that's sure and certain. And that's simply what I had in mind in reading this passage, was that the doer is one that builds and trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 13 is, I guess, just really read it to not go into the detail of this section, but the gospel word goes out, and it falls upon different grounds here in this passage. It tells us at the end of the section, he that has ears, let him hear. And I read it for that purpose, really, that this section is written so that you might hear and respond to the gospel. You know, it's the goodness of God that allows you to hear the gospel, and it's the goodness of God that allows the ground to be prepared. And I don't know everyone's personal heart in this room. I know many of you, and I know many of you know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour. But I can't be absolutely sure about each and every one. But you know, the Lord and the Spirit works to bring about his blessing. And the ultimate blessing that he's looking for is fruit, and it tells us here a 100-fold fruit. In other words, 100% result is what he's looking for. It does say there's some 60 and some 30 in this passage. What he is looking for is 100% return in glory to him. Fruit is about giving something back. We grow things, don't we, in our gardens, and look for a return. We grow a seed and we hope it will grow into a plant, and we hope there will be something that you can eat, or some fruit that you can eat from it in return. And something that doesn't bear any fruit is not much good to anybody. The word goes out in the gospel so that it lands upon ground, and you know that ground is either prepared or it's not prepared to receive the Lord Jesus. There was some ground that was rocky, and others ground that had briars and weeds that grew up, and we all know what that's like, don't we, in our gardens, how we grow plants and other weeds try and overtake and smother the plants that we're trying to grow. And we see it all the time. You know, that's Satan's work, that will try and completely smother the work of God. And that's why being a hearer and a doer is so important. We need to work hard at being saved. I know it's God's blessing upon us, and we can look back in our lives when we've been saved and see that God has blessed us. But it requires us to do something, to accept the word and Receive it gladly. Receive the work that has been offered freely by the Lord Jesus. The work that he did when he came here and died upon the cross and laid down his life for you and shed his precious blood for you, that blood that can wash your sins away. That life that he gave up, the life that he gave up for you and for me. You know, what a wonderful Saviour, the one that was prepared to die so that you might live, so that you might have the blessing. And that's what you need to grasp hold of as a doer of the word and accept the Lord Jesus as your Saviour. So not that I want to dwell upon these others, but there were those that were smothered, there were those that were choked, but there were some that fell on good ground. And in the understanding, when the Lord Jesus explained his parable, it says at the beginning, doesn't it, end of verse 17, and to hear the things which ye hear and did not hear them. It talks about, you know, those that did not see and hear the things. And they're like the one that we were talking about earlier. And what we're expected to do is to hear his word and respond to it. And that is the one that is where the seed, the word of God, falls upon the good ground. The heart of the one that is prepared to accept the Lord Jesus and to be a doer of his word. And the result is wonderful, isn't it? It brings about fruit, 100, 160 and 130. It's a wonderful thing, really, to put your trust and make the Lord Jesus as your own personal Saviour. And that's what's required in the gospel for you to accept Jesus. And what the Lord Jesus is looking for is that fruit that we've spoken of. And you know, that only results in you really being a doer of the word. And you know, that's about searching the scriptures and making them real and for yourself. And I just would leave those few thoughts with you, that having put your trust in the Lord Jesus, if perhaps for the first time tonight, that you be as a doer, which would be following after him, leading, searching out the scriptures so that you might prove what is right and are making it for yourself, and being as a true disciple, as one that would follow after the Lord Jesus, the one that is perfect and holy and righteous, the one that is, as we read in James, says at the end, doesn't it, where we read, the one that have your view on the perfect law and that of liberty, he shall be blessed in his doing. The one that puts their trust in Jesus will be blessed, not only for now, in that you'll have that joy, but for eternity, because one day Jesus will come to take everyone that's put their trust in him to be with him forever. That's the hope of the Christian, the hope of myself, and the one that I've trusted in, I will see face to face. What a wonderful thing it is that you can be as one following after him and having that hope in your heart that you'll see him face to face. May you do so, may you trust in him and be a hearer and doer of the word, for his name's sake. Amen.